Very good evening and welcome to another episode of Zhandir. You know how we do on a Saturday like this. Tune in and it's time for Zhandiri. Joining me for today's episode is Shark Boy. What's up, Shark Boy?
It's been long, eh?
It has. In the way that chillas, so.
Kukura.
Well, you know, just to let you know that we are live on Facebook right now, live on the ZFM Stereo Facebook page, as well as Zhandiri. And remember, whatever day it is, as long as Zhandiri is on, you can be part of this conversation. Any questions, any concerns, anything you want to add, you can use the platform 33500. It is free. You can join the conversation at any time. Send through those questions on this U Report platform. So, Shark Boy, who's joining us today?
Oh, today our guests, three of my guests, we are going to have Dr. Anne,
nice.
Uncle Wilson, and Deidre to help us unpack the topic we are doing today.
And of course, yes.
Okay, our topic today, which is how to protect myself from TB during this COVID period.
And of course, this show is proudly brought to you by AfriCaid, supported by the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR. And today, you know, like Shark Boy says there, we're talking about how you can protect yourself from TB. If you already have questions, please use the U Report platform.
Yeah, just send the word Zhandir to 33500 and the platform is absolutely free.
Perfect.
So my first question will go to Dr. Anne. So could you please tell us what is TB and how common is it in Zimbabwe?
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for having me in the studio. It's great to be here again. So TB is a mycobacterium. That means it's not a parasite, it's not a virus, it's a bacterium, and you treat it with antibiotics. But the thing about TB is it's a very strong bacteria. It hides. Similar to HIV, it hides in your soldiers, it hides in the body's immune system. So it's difficult to get it, and that's why you need to treat it for such a long period of time and with so many different forms of antibiotics. It's quite common in Zimbabwe. It's one of the high-burden TB countries. So in a population of 100,000, every year 221 out of 100,000 gets it. And this is among both HIV-positive and HIV-negative people. However, if you look on the HIV-positive people, 60%, that is 6 out of 10 people, will get it at least once in their lifetime, and many people will get it several times. So it's very common among HIV-positive people. And the reason for this is because HIV-positive people have are immunosuppressed. They have they're not a strong immune system. So what happens is many people may have TB without even knowing it. It's like a sleeping bug in your body. It sleeps in your immune system. But if you're HIV negative, 1 out of 10 will develop disease in their lifetime. And usually it comes when you're a bit older, when your immune system is weaker. But if you're HIV positive, 1 out of 10 will develop it every year. And that's why it's so much more common among the HIV positive people with TB. But anyone can get it.
Thank you very much. So over to you, Wilson. Please, can you let us know what is the risk of getting TB?
My name is Wilson Zhomwe with AfriCaid Zhandiri, currently in the Zhandiri Mental from Berengwa District. Let me start by saying that TB is one of those opportunistic infections. And as a matter of fact, they take advantage of a weakened immune system and can affect anyone, whether they are HIV negative or positive, due to a number of risk factors. The risk of getting TB amongst people living with HIV is estimated to be between 26 and 31 times greater than those who are HIV negative. However, let me make it a clear point that we have people who are living with HIV and they are on antiretroviral therapy, but they are developing TB. Normally, these people may be having adherence issues or may be failing on that treatment. And at the end of the day, they are having suppressed immune systems. Their immune systems are so weak that they cannot TB infections. We also have people in crowded areas, whether you are positive or you are negative, you have a chance of getting TB because there are poor air movements. We also have people who are also living with their loved ones who are TB patients, and they are not exercising preventive measures. They are also at risk of getting TB. I also indicated that we have people with the weakened immune systems. And those who are into drug abuse or who take much alcohol, they put themselves at risk of getting TB as well because their immune systems get weakened. It should also not be forgotten that we also have a special group of people, especially those who are working in mines, and they are at risk of getting TB due to excessive dust, and they are also interacting with chemical particles in the face of poor protective clothing and equipment.
Thank you very much. That's Uncle Wilson there. You see, Sharkboy, knowledge is power. So that means anyone can get it. You, me, anyone out there, as long as your immune system is weak.
Yeah, and it's mostly common to my environment, really dusty. Like it's water to my mind and stuff. So as I get... Okay.
No, it's okay. Over to you, Sharkboy.
Okay. So as I get back to you, Dr. N, how dangerous is TB? Does it mean if I get it, I will die?
Thanks for asking that question. And I think the important thing to know about TB is that it depends on when you catch it in the disease progression. So once you get TB, first it may sleep in your lungs. Then after some year, you may develop disease, and usually it starts insidiously. So you might get a cough, and a cough that's not really disappearing. And then you also start to develop the night sweats, the weight loss. And then the TB can spread. So it can go from your lung, and it goes into your blood system, and it can basically spread to any part of your body. It can go to the bones, it can go to your brains, it can go to your spine, to your stomach, to your liver. And it can even go to your scrotum. So it can go to any part of your body. And once it's widely spread, it's much more difficult to treat. So the better hold it has of you, the higher the mortality for the people who has it. So TB mortality in Zimbabwe is 12 out of 100,000 per year. And this is WHO 2017 data. But then it's also just like people are different. TB bacteria is different. So the TB bacteria of one person may not be the same as the TB bacteria of another person. And the TB bacteria inside of you, if you have it, there might be different populations of TB bacteria. And some of the TB that you have, it's very easy to treat. It's susceptible to the medication we have and it responds well. But then there's something called MDRT, multi-drug resistant TB. And this has developed over time because some people who are on TB medication, they don't take it according to the prescription. They might skip a day, they may stop after a month because they feel better. And then the bacteria will develop much stronger. It's called resistant towards the medication. So suddenly you take the medication, but it's no longer working on this person. And if then they go on and infect other people, then you may get an MDR-TB without even having had a period of poor adherence. So it's very unfair. So if you get MDR-TB, it's much more difficult to treat. And it takes longer time. It's still treatable, but the number of people who die from TB with MDRT is much higher than the ones who have susceptible TB.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Anne. If you just